It's a couple of minutes after 8 o'clock on the Mornings with Ed show. Thank you for being here on such a beautiful day. We appreciate you listening this morning. Later on today, I've got Finding Georgia live in studio with a brand new debut EP called Bad Habits. And right now, I could not be happier. First of all, she's a friend of mine and one of the funniest human beings I know in the world, but she also does important work, really super important work. Lynn Epstein in the house here with the Laguna Beach Early Learning Task Force. There's a Passport to Learning that happens on March 28th at the Laguna Presbyterian Preschool. So good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Ed. Thank you so much for having me here.
I'm not even kidding when I tell you how big a pleasure it is to always see you, and not just in our personal lives and as comedians on the side and stuff, but I love the work you do. I love the work you do with kids.
Thank you. My heart goes thump thump, and I appreciate it because I'm part of the task force here in Laguna Beach, but it's the EDI, it's a funky little name, EDI Index. What is that, right?
Right.
So basically, it's a checklist that's given to every kindergarten teacher, and they fill it out so they can measure how well our children are in regards to being ready, kindergarten ready, right? And so it's measured in five domains of general knowledge and communication, social competence, emotional maturity, language and cognitive development, physical health and well-being. So it's like comprehensive child, right?
Right.
And unfortunately, we're finding that we have a lot of needs. We're doing well in some things, but we need to boost some skills in some domain areas.
So let me give you a generic. So I guess the age range I'm looking at is between 3 to 5 or somewhere
actually,
around there?
Even earlier. Okay, the amazing thing about the brain, 0 to 3, the brain has like 100 billion neurons connecting at a rate of 700 per second.
Right. They're firing. Boom, like, boom, boom, boom. Neurons are just firing.
Like 100 billion. Right. So we need, like, play matters. Right. Like, that's a child's work. Right. We need to teach them how to play. And a lot of people, because they're working so much, maybe there's caregivers that where children are safe and being supervised, they're not really being given these sensory experiences. You know, you learn through all of your five senses.
Right.
Right? So you got to get in the sand. You got to learn how to play with toys. Right. You got to learn how to, like, touch gooey stuff and, you know, parents not freaking out. You know, you got to clean it up. But make the kids do it, you know, like, because you could talk about it. You think about it. Like, kids need to learn problem solving. Like, when the jar is too tight, you talk about it. You help them try again, because that's teaching resilience, and you could teach that at 2.
Right.
At 2 years old.
Can I tell you something fascinating I saw? So I did a walk on the beach after work the other day, and I saw this lady with her infant child, maybe a year and a half, and for the longest time, this child was feeling the sand running through their hands. And that was the fascination, was the sand through the hands.
And the brain is organizing that, the tactile sensation, they're feeling it. And then, of course, when the baby tries to put it in the mouth, like, okay, nobody's dying. But that experience of, like, you know, and the parent going like, oh, no, no, no. Or saying like, oh, yucky, it's gritty. And that's filed as well. Like, okay, that's a rough, bumpy sensation and not edible. You know, and they might not know, like, in their brain have exact words, but they are filing. I mean, they're figuring out, like, what is a speech sound?
Right.
You know, like a cool noise, like, woo, woo, you know?
Right.
You know, you see how the kids alert, you know? And then if you talk about, like, oh, what do you hear?
Right.
Is that the fire engine? You know, and they get excited and you talk about that. And next time you play, you incorporate that.
Okay.
I know, we got to stop.
No, we don't. Forever. You've got all day here. I'm not even kidding. You have all day. So yesterday, I had the wonderful opportunity to babysit Tyler and Monica's little baby Lily for a little bit.
Oh, my goodness.
And yes, here in the office, and I played a little game called TikTok the Clock that I used to do with my daughter. And it's so really close, face-to-face, I'd sang a little TikTok song, and then with my mouth, and I could almost see her trying to
imitate.
Right.
Yes. I love you. Oh, my God. You're making my heart swell even more. Because those are the little things, you know.
Right.
And when I see that, when you talk about commercials, you know, I saw a commercial that says, oh, we only have 37 minutes.
Right.
You know, of quality time. And it's true, unfortunately. You know, parents are really busy. So, you know, we have these events like the Passport to Learning.
Right.
We have another workshop coming up called a parenting workshop.
Okay.
Because, you know, you're busy helping your kids survive.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they're the only cub that needs, like, 18 years of, you know, practice. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so it's okay to need help. because now nannies, we have like these support things for nannies. So everyone's invited, for caregivers, grandpas, brothers and sisters, to come to these events to learn about how do you teach kids physical, you know, fine motor skills, gross motor skills. And we teach you, like, when you're at the park, you know, help them motor up. Help talk about that. You know, talk about going through the tunnel. You know, build a fort at home with pillows. You know, and do climbing, because all that movement, you know, even just the motor movement and the gross movement and then talking about it, that's what builds a brain.
Yes.
That's what gets you school ready. It's not like our kids knew the facts of the ABCs, but they couldn't really tell a story. They couldn't ask their friend for help. You know, sometimes they use their little hands instead of their words.
Do you find parents receptive to your advice, to your, to the, do you, is there an occasion where you are standing in line, let's just say at the grocery store or at Disneyland, and you see an unruly kid? Do you at that point give the parent a little advice?
I usually go with when asked, because people are more receptive. And that's a nice thing, you know. Some things you can learn by watching, but sometimes, I'm glad you brought that up, because it makes me think of teaching kids how to wait.
Right.
Because waiting is a behavior. And I got news, we wait in, like you say, a million lines.
Right.
So, and falling down on the ground, even though we want to do that, you know, that's not the way to go. So while you're in line, you know, this is something you could do during the daily routine. Like, you could say it loud, like, oh, wow, it's hard to stand online. I'd rather be doing something else. What could we do to make this fun? And old school, you could teach kids how to twiddle their thumbs.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. The simplest things.
You know, teach them, like, hey, let's see how many red things we could find. You know, like a kind of an I spy, and you're keeping them busy. And guess what? You do that a couple times. The next time they're bored, you know, you're not always giving them the iPad.
Right.
You know, this is more stimulating, because, too, we got to move away from the iPad, because it's kind of rewiring the brain and not always the best way.
They're not thinking for themselves. They're not.
And it's passive. You know, we don't know if they're comprehending sometimes, because they're taking it in, but we don't know, is that visual candy?
Right.
Are they really, you know, we don't know until the kids are giving us verbal output, until they're communicating.
So this EDI assessment, this...
Well, it's an index. It doesn't really... It's not a diagnostic. It kind of tracks progress to see if the kids are on track. So So the EDI task... Oh, my gosh. We have a long name. EDI Community Early Learning Task Force is a group of amazing individuals. Like you. You're now kind of part of the task force because you're helping getting the message out.
Aww.
But we have, like, nurses and occupational therapists. We have our administrators in Laguna Beach Unified District, people from the Boys and Girls Club, you know, private preschools. So all these people are coming together to help parents, help caregivers learn how to get these kids kindergarten ready in all those domains of, like, you know, literacy, thinking for themselves, you know, adaptive skills, like washing your hands and singing a song with it, so they can grow and grow their brains, because we're finding it's a little bit of a crisis, you know, the preschool thing. A lot of kids are in daycare and being supervised, but not stimulated.
Right.
You know, like you said, like not touching sand, not using a water table, not, you know, taking the little action fireman and going like, okay, get the hoses, slide down the slide, the house is on fire. You know, kids need to be demonstrate. That has to be, you have to get on the floor.
Right.
Get off the couch.
Right. Get off the couch, get on the floor with them. Man. Get off your phone with that. Exactly.
Oh,
that's the deal.
That's a whole nother day we could talk about that. Oh my God, please.
But yeah, so sometimes
it's true.
That's maddening. I'll be somewhere and I will see a kid begging for their parents' attention.
Exactly.
Begging for the attention and the parents still on the phone. And it drives me crazier than does seeing them drive with the kid in the car and them on the phone.
Right. You know? And it's eye contact. And that's the thing, even carpool time, you know, you are in the car a lot with the kids. So events like these show you, like, hey, bring a favorite book with the child. You know the book by heart, because usually if it's a favorite book, you've read it 20 million times.
Hungry Little Caterpillar.
And, oh, exactly. And talk about it in a new way. You know, talk about a book about, like, hey, what do you think that guy was feeling yesterday when we read that book about him losing his puppy? You know, bring back stories like talk in the car. Remember when we used to play car games?
Yeah.
Like, you know, finding letters of the alphabet in signs. You know, that's pre-literacy.
My brother used to punch me in the arm every blue car we saw.
Okay, I don't advocate punching. Let's keep our hands to ourselves. That's another lesson. But cooking, let's talk about turn taking.
There you go. Okay. Let me punch you once in a while in the arm.
Yeah, but that's the thing, you know. That's a sibling thing, but we'll talk about that later, too.
And you know, but you know what? Again, it's
but you need to learn about that. I mean, it's tough.
It's stimulated. It was stimulated.
He was like, oh, well, I got to get ahead, man.
Oh, man.
That'll alert your focus. You know, I better... fun one first.
Yeah, yeah. And it actually stimulated mom to turn around and scream at both. It was, well, you know, it worked for the entire family, I think.
Well, that's like that vacation elbow where they can reach back and just smack you out of taking their eyes off the road.
Yes.
It's a skill.
It is a skill.
We don't teach that one here.
My mom, and just a quickie here. And when we would get unruly at the grocery store or unruly anywhere, my mom had this just... an amazing talent to find that one hair in the back of your arm that she could pull out and make your eyes water. And nobody knows.
You just got that look.
Yeah.
The look.
Oh, the look.
The look. She had the look. And yes, because that's the thing. You have to read body language.
Yeah. And that's important.
That's language.
That's important. That's
the way I brought that back?
That's teachable. Yes. Thank you.
It is teachable. I mean, and you could play games like that, like charades, like guess how I'm feeling.
Right.
You know, make real grumpy faces because kids love acting it out. And that gets them engaged. You were probably a handful.
I was a handful. And again, the boys in the family were the handfuls. The girls were angels, man. And that was the story in our house.
You know, it's that Y chromosome. Yeah. We go, why? Why?
Why? So March 28th, it's a Saturday at the Laguna Presbyterian Preschool, 9 to 11 a.m. What can we expect? How do we get in touch? How do we do it ahead of time? Do we have to sign up? What's the story?
If you can contact the Laguna Beach Church organization, Ann Herzog would be a great person to touch base. They do have scholarships available, but it is a series of workshop that's going to help the learn about the development, ages and stages, what to expect. You know, when your child has what we call maybe a unique personality.
Right.
You know, sometimes I talk about kids being self-directed,
right,
and that's great, but at some point you do have to have a child follow your lead.
Right.
You know, because they do have to learn how to attend to what we call adult-directed behavior.
Right.
You know, so, and when we have kids that are, you know, more interested in like, hey, psh, you know, and they're not so much into turn-taking. You know, so what are strategies? You know, because young parents, again, you know, they're worried about feeding, bathing, you know,
right,
sleeping, and okay, wait, it's tomorrow already? Do you know what I mean? And
yeah,
so this is just really great ways. They're going to have specialists, a marriage family counselor, an occupational therapist, a speech-language pathologist, you know, preschool teachers, and it's very nice interactive so participants can really learn and walk away with you know, tangibles,
right,
that they could do at home and be like, I could do this.
It's like a workout video.
Right.
You know, you've learned. You now can take that information and use it yourself. Right.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's a hard job being a parent. You know, that's the hardest job in the world. And it's also, you know, you're the front line. You're the teacher.
Right.
You know, so sometimes you need help learning those things because it's not so obvious. You know, I'm always like crawling into somebody's mouth, basically, and people are like, what? But you know, when language is so automatic and you have a 2-year-old and they're not talking and now they're using behaviors, meaning like, you know, maybe they're punching somebody, but, you know, it's not because they saw, you know, Herbies, you know, it's because they don't know how to access the world in a different way.
Right.
You know, so they need some intervention or they just need you to show them a couple times how to do it. You know, crazy. And unfortunately, it takes like 15 times for sometimes kids to learn it. And that's normal.
Right.
So like, yeah, if they're not going to get it the first time, you have to also be patient. And sometimes that's hard to know when you're a new parent and you have no one to look around because you don't get to the park until you're like, you know, your kid's 2. And then you're like, wait, what? You know, so this is going to be a nice event. And it is a series,
okay,
you know, so it's a nice digestible,
right,
you know, portions. And again, if you look EDI, we also have other events like with the Learning Link. That's a program here through the Unified District, Laguna Beach Unified District, of kids that are 2 to 5, 2.5 to 5, where they're taught these early learning skills. And there's professionals there. Mommies come with them and daddies. And they're kind of learn how to negotiate a preschool setting.
Okay.
There's a lot of kids, you know, one-on-one.
Right.
They do well, like, with their parents, but then you get them with other children.
And it's a different story entirely.
It's a different story because now you have kids moving. Right. You know, you're in my space. How do I tolerate that?
Right.
You know, how do I regulate my body? And that's like on this sensory processing thing. So like, whoa, you're in my space. And then if like, whoa, how do I negotiate over this puzzle piece, the train set, this other, you know, so right, navigating a space with people.
Let's do this. I want to have you back several times over the course of the next year to talk about this. I'd like to take, like, let's say a sample family. We'll give them a generic name. You don't have to name this family or anything. Okay. But maybe we can track them throughout our next few visits together.
Oh, interesting.
Wouldn't that be cool? And then we develop the process of not just the child. We actually document the process of the adults as well. So you and I will take a sample family from all these people that come.
Okay.
And we'll track them throughout the year.
I love this.
All right.
Yes, growing for everybody.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, all right.
Lynn, I love your support. Thank you.
No, I love you, and thank you for doing this. Lynn Epstein, Laguna Beach Early Learning Task Force. EDI presents the Passport to Learning on March 28th. And if you need any information, whatever, just call me here. I'll be happy to give it to you. Anything else that we're missing, Lynn?
There's a movie coming out, No Small Matters.
Okay.
And it talks about that preschool education, the need, and there is a crisis, of preschool education. And check your local library. There's so many free events, and our library rocks.
Yes,
seriously,
it does.
Seriously, go
yes, it
online. Does. They have pajama parties. They have tea parties. They have actually Mommy and Me, Daddy and Me, where you learn how to play. I just looked this month, and they've got a lot of fun things, so check it out.
Awesome. Lynn Epstein, thank you so much. Love you.
Boy.
All right.